Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And we start this morning, Randy, with news about the economic impact of the Finger Lakes wine industry.
And it's a big impact, Beth. Good morning. New York's wine and grape industry has a multi-billion dollar impact on the state's economy. That's according to a recent report put out by the New York Wine and Grape Foundation. The study found the industry creates nearly 72,000 jobs and has an economic impact on the state of more than $6.6 billion. Sam Filler is the executive director of the foundation. Even with the state's beer industry growing at a very fast pace in recent years, Filler is not worried about competition for the amount of money spent by tourists and state residents on winery tours and related activities.
The breweries, you know, recognize that tasting rooms are really where you can do well with your sales, and that's the model that the wineries have pioneered in New York State. So I think it's all about attracting visitors, and so the more people have a positive experience, the more they're going to return.
Filler also says Finger Lakes wines continue to gain respect around the world, also in the U.S., of course. In Canada recently, he said, officials in the province of Ontario said they would allow the sale of Finger Lakes wines in some stores there in Toronto and online as well. As you may have heard in the news earlier today, New York State will not try to block the proposed merger involving T-Mobile and Sprint. That is getting closer to a final approval right now. New York Attorney General Letitia James and her counterpart in California led a coalition of 14 attorneys general who sued to stop T-Mobile's purchase of Sprint. They argued eliminating a major wireless company would hurt consumers, but a federal judge in New York sided with the two telecoms last week. Yesterday, James releasing a statement saying after a thorough analysis, New York has decided not to try to appeal the ruling. Instead, she says her office hopes to work with all parties to make sure consumers get the best pricing and service possible. James said that they're also gratified that T-Mobile plans to create jobs in Rochester. T-Mobile has talked about putting a call center in Henrietta if the merger goes through. That would potentially create about 1,300 positions. Well, the back and forth continues between Xerox and HP. Xerox has made, of course, that hostile takeover to try and acquire HP. Up to now, HP has said the offer from Xerox was too low, so Xerox recently upping its offer from $22 to $24 a share. Last week, HP in response announcing that its first quarter results will be released next Monday, the 24th. At that time, HP says it'll have some additional information about their plan to drive sustainable long-term value for the shareholders. A trailblazer among black women in the business world has a Xerox connection as well. Ursula Burns, former CEO, wants to make sure that the stories of other pioneering women in business and other fields are not forgotten. The History Makers is an oral archive that's recorded the stories of more than 3,300 African Americans, including the Women Makers Initiative. So Burns has given a $1 million gift to that organization. This happened late last month. Burns, of course, chair and CEO of Xerox from 2009 to 2016. She spent her entire career at the company, really was the first black woman to head a Fortune 500 company. She left Xerox some years ago after the company was split into two parts. And by the way, Burns giving that donation last month in New York City, she presented the gift in honor of her late husband, Lloyd Bean. He also had worked for Xerox for many years. Wilmorite, the company that operates local shopping malls and also owns Pittsford Plaza, announcing recently it is adding seven new tenants at that outdoor plaza. They include companies like the athletic retailer Under Armour. There's a fitness studio and also a restaurant there as well. Wilmorite says it's committed to transforming Pittsford Plaza and all its shopping centers into destinations with options for shopping, dining services, and entertainment. Of course, the indoor mall business especially, but really all big box and various kinds of brick-and-mortar retailers facing a lot of challenges these days because of online shopping. L3Harris Technologies awarded a multi-million dollar contract from the Air Force to develop a software platform that will make it easier for analysts to use artificial intelligence. The company notes that the U.S. military and intelligence community are inundated with massive amounts of data that are generated by remote sensing systems, and the Harris Technology will help the military with the search process involving that data. And Gordman's, an off-price retailer, holding grand openings for several locations around the state tomorrow, including locations in Geneva, Geneseo, and Albion. In some of those spots, Gordman's is taking over locations that formerly were operated as Peebles stores. A total of 13 locations for Gordman's are opening Tuesday around upstate New York. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.